dong, ringy dong, ding ding dong, ding 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 dong, ringy ding 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 dong.
All right. New buttons.
Nobody is saying anything, so nobody must have noticed, or none of them have refreshed.
Chip's got it.
Yeah, Chip's got it.
That's a pretty good one there.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Apparently, everybody that's here must not be hungover too terribly bad.
They've had a good part of the day to recover anyway. Maybe that don't get any dong dong thing, which we should have turned it up a little louder. Got the old heads back in the game. Well, welcome, everybody. The first show of 2013. As Chris already said, Happy New Year. We hope everybody had a safe and happy holiday. Had a good time. We haven't been on the air. What week we took off last week for Christmas. And basically, this marks our one-year anniversary, isn't it, Chris? The 4th, I think, was our first show last year. So we're 1 year in now, so very cool. Like I said, hope everybody had a great holiday, good times. Chat room still refreshing and filling up, so we'll give everybody a chance to jump in and sit down. Everything's behaved so far, I guess, Chris?
So far, so good. They're almost too quiet.
Yeah, it goes back to that last night thing. The hangovers are still kicking. Well, cool. Well, I'm glad to see everybody. Welcome, 2013. Hope you've got a lot of good things on your slate coming up for the year. Plans.
New Year's resolutions.
Resolutions. We just watched the thing before we went live about, they said about 80% of the people by the end of, what they say, 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks. Most resolutions are done. The best one on there was a guy said he had a resolution not to make any resolutions. So
that's my resolution this year. I'm not making any resolutions.
You'll stick it out for the year that way. Yeah.
Maybe I'm with Gator Dave, fish more and catch more quality fish.
Well, like we ended the year catching fish.
Oh, yeah, it's been the end of the year catching fish. That was pretty good.
At the end of the year, catching some fish and hanging out with some good friends, people we fished with throughout the year. So that was a nice way to end the year and have a nice evening with some more friends. And now we're starting with our kayak fishing radio friends. So looking good so far. And we're just getting started. So we got a lot to start with this year. We're going to be busier than a one-legged man and a, well, you guys know the rest of the line.
Yeah,
we're going to
need a vacation at the end of March.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we're going to run down the schedule for this winter, not just our schedule, but the schedule locally of all the shows that are coming up, some fishing tournaments, and, of course, the big B word, the boondoggle, which is going to be really here, going to be quick now. Seems like this yesterday.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Well, there you go. So we hit the button, so we'll talk about it. That time now to start getting everybody prepared. If you already don't know, we have a entourage leaving Virginia to head to Cars Park in Florida, basically the no motor zone, the Mosquito Lagoon. If you guys listening tonight for the first time or you're not aware of what the boondoggle is, you can go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. There's also a Facebook page. We have on our Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page links for the boondoggle. I don't know where we're at now in the headcount world. I know it's over 150, I believe, 180, I think, last time I looked, to be honest. But nothing more than a big get-together. We do two a year. Maybe we'll be able to add more. I don't know, but we do two a year. This is the first for this year. We'll be President's Day weekend, February 14th through the 18th. Like I said earlier, you can go check it all out at yakangler.com. check out the Facebook page for the Boondoggle. You're on Kayak Fishing Radio's Facebook page. Get all your information. If you got any questions, every one of your weekly hosts should be able to answer them for you. Shoot us a private message on Facebook, whatever, email, but we'll definitely try to take care of anything we can for you. Redfish Chuck, who hosts the Monday night show, he would be the best guy to ask most of it for because it's in his backyard almost literally. So he'll be able to take care of anything you might have questions, but we can, looking forward to it. I don't know, what is our head count leaving here? Chris, we got 10, 12 going with us. I know there's more going from this area that aren't all in the
We just added two more. Lars and his girlfriend is joining us too, so.
Yeah. So we got a good 15 or more, I guess, coming from this area going down to Florida. Then we get done with that. We got a couple other events locally, and then we're going to turn right around and head back down to fish the Adventure Fishing World Championship. So I'm getting out of sequence here. I was going to do all these in dates, but in order, I should say. But anyway, that's March 1st through the 2nd. Chris just looked before we went on the air. There's still 18 slots available, so there's plenty of room for anybody. If you're not familiar with that either, I'll put the link up here on the radio show. But you go check it out. It's going to be a good time down in the Everglades. It's a different type of tournament. It's not your standard show up, fish, come back in, and turn in your memory cards from your phone. It's got a little more tricks to it, but it should be really cool. It's going to be fun. It's a two-person team event, so you get your partner and head down to the Everglades. Pretty reasonable entry fee, $100, so $50 a team. $50 a member of the team. And looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're at three now, right? Yep. Chip, KFR, Team Double L. Yeah, I think Kayak Fishing Radio has three teams going. Chip's taking his son, the clone. Redfish Chuck, I believe he's committed to Pepe, is going to be his partner. And then Chris and I, so it's going to be cool, really cool. I said I was going to put that link up, and now I'm sitting here, dumb fingering the computer. So, yeah, go check it out. If you're not familiar, that's a March 1st and 2nd down in the Everglades. Real close, I believe, to where they had the Boondoggle this time last year. It was in Chokoloskee, so kind of the same neck of the woods as the President's Day weekend Boondoggle last year. So looking like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be two trips to Florida in 3 weeks for us. Be tired. But it looks like fun. So we'll go back now. We'll back up to the month of January, our current month. Like I said, there's a lot of shows coming up locally for the listeners in this area. And as always, if there's anything in your neck of the woods or anything you'd like us to share, shoot it out to me. We're on Facebook, email, and we'll be glad to put it up on the show and let people know what's going on wherever, whenever. So get the word out there. Doesn't seem like people really hesitate too much to travel to fishing tournaments and go show up for events, so there's no reason why you don't want to spread the word. We can get 16 or more people to leave Virginia Beach and head all the way down to Mosquito Lagoon, then I can say we can definitely get people to go to other events around. So, all right, what do we got coming up? The first show I have locally for anybody in the area is in Richmond. Well, it's actually in Doddswell, which is just north of Richmond, the state fairgrounds area. And King's Dominion, but I don't think King's Dominion will be open, so don't get too excited. But it's the Richmond Fishing Expo. That's January 25th through the 27th in Doddswell, Virginia. Pretty good show. They have a lot of tackle for sale, a lot of vendors. There's also a lot of speakers. I'll put the show schedule up next week. I didn't have it ready tonight. Usually they have quite a few big-name bass guys there. I've met Kevin Van Dam and, oh, geez. Who did Tommy meet last year? Who was that guy you met last year, Vander?
I don't know that.
Shaw Grigsby.
Who was in hawing over shoulder drooling, had to wipe it off his lips. It was disgusting.
Yeah, Shaw Grigson. They have a lot of big name guys. I've met several of them. Not that I'm a big fat,
Joe?
Big fan of the freshwater bass scene.
Joe, be so kind and just put up the first TKA meeting and time and where in the chat room.
Oh, TKA meeting. Oh, yeah, that's even before then.
Yeah.
Mr. President, now we are officially in January. So our new president of the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association, the one and only Speckled Trout, Joe, owner, proprietor of Wicked Pissa Kayak Fishing, is now the president of TKA. So what are you not sure of? You're planning it this weekend. I'm going to be on the ball, President.
What? I thought it was the 5th.
The 5th.
At what time?
It's like 5 o'clock on the
5th.
Wow.
Same weekend each month. Jeez. What? Are we changing the rules midway through? Is it the 5th or not? Can I get a confirmation here?
There's the vice president. One of them should chime in. Holy cow.
Maybe
who's driving this ship?
Yeah. Wow.
Don't be bashful, Joe. Nobody can see you. Type it up there. Meeting of the minds.
So,
that'd be a quick meeting. Oh, that's a board meeting on the 5th? Gotcha. All right, scratch everything I just said.
Okay, never mind. We have no idea what's going on. We're not on the board, so.
All right, well, cool.
Well, if
you're a board member, now you know.
Yeah, we're going to give them a little announcement. But, okay, never mind.
So we got that one covered, January 25th through the 27th. Then closer to home, February 1st to the 3rd is the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo at the Hampton Convention Center. That should be another good one. It was in Richmond last year. They moved it down south a little closer to the salt. Mark Davis, any of you have ever watched Penn's Big Water Adventure Fishing Show, he's going to be there again this year. He actually came down, I forget when it was, a couple months ago, and they filmed a couple fishing shows here locally. And they're going to air right before the... supposedly going to air right before the actual expo here on February 1st, so that would be pretty cool. And then myself, Chris, we'll have a booth there with First Landing. Kayak Kevin's going to be there doing seminars along with myself. Tidewater Howe Chapter is going to have a booth there, so that should be really cool. I don't know, Tom, you're still looking for volunteers or not to help you man the booth there all weekend for the Howe Chapter, but if you are, put up a link or email so somebody can get in touch with you. We've got plenty of listeners here locally, but that'll be an all-weekend event. So come on out, hang out in the Tidewater Howe Chapter booth if you have time. It'd be really cool. Helps Tom and the gang out over there. Unfortunately, we will not be able to do that because we got our own booth to take care of, so... But that should be a good event. Again, same thing as most of them, a lot of vendors selling tackle, seminars, just a list up there of all the different, find that web page too, see if I can do that at the same time as Paul. I'm not chewing gum, so I should
be able to. Oh, my God. Tom just put up the picture from that Grigsby dude from last year.
Him and Shaw?
Bad that one.
Maybe Shaw will be there again this year for you. Where is that link, Chris?
What link?
The Florida Mid-Atlantic. We both just put it up tonight. No, I can't find it.
I'm looking. Hang on.
A lot of fun.
Talking, I'll find it.
The convention center. Plus, they're doing an all weekend long special pass for $15, $10 a day. So for $15, you can get admittance all weekend, and it's free parking. That should be pretty cool. There you go. Tommy V put up his email address, so I'll shoot it out for anybody listening on their apps or podcast. It's tom.v@heroesonthewater.org. And he's going to send a link for Augustus. And then he'll send you a link to sign up, so he's got all of his little time frames there when he needs help. So if you can... spare a little time, plus you get to come to the fishing expo, and I believe you get in for free. Is that not right? right, Tom? If they are volunteers for the show, do they get to get in discounted or for free? That would be a benefit right there. So, somebody asked, would a Wicked Pisser be having a booth there? I don't need any more competition than I already got at the show. Please, I hope not. It would be pretty funny to have a booth there. Yes, if you're a volunteer with us, you get in for free. So there you go. So not only help out Hal, but you can come to the show for free. So, all right, what else we got going on? Well, we already hit the boondoggle because that's 2 weeks after, 10 days after that will be the boondoggle. And then not as close to home, but February 22nd to the 24th is the Central North Carolina Fishing Expo in Greensboro, North Carolina, which is literally walking distance from our usually weekly fishing report contributor, Phil Ruckert, and the gang over at Get Outdoors. You can see the Coliseum from the shop where they are. And, that's another good one to go to. Chris and I went last year. Same kind of format as actually the same people who put on the Richmond Expo put on the expo down in North Carolina. It's a lot of fun. Good times. But what's cool about all those expos is they get presenters and speakers from the local area. So just because they're here in Virginia, they don't bring people from the West Coast to try to tell you how to catch a fish. They get local captains and guides and things like that to speak locally so you can kind of get an idea of what's going on in the neck of the woods where you're at, which is pretty cool. And actually, I'll have to get that up. I think it's coming up soon. The Saltwater Magazine, Saltwater Sportsman Magazine is coming here to Virginia again. They come by every 2 years or so with George Bovaroma, whole gang. They're going to be here in Virginia Beach this winter again. Anybody has not went to that locally, it's a pretty good show too. Might seem a little costly. I think it's like 50, 60 bucks to go to that, but it's all day a seminar and you walk out of there with a bag full of 100 and some dollars probably worth of tackle and goodies. All kind of stuff. But I'll look that up for you guys and put the link up if I haven't missed it already. Nah, it's not yet. I think it's in February also. Everything's in February, Chris. February and March. What the heck's going on?
That's why I said I'm going to need a vacation by the end of March.
Oh.
I'm going to be running on empty. I'm going to need a sponsor for coffee.
Yeah. Starbucks kayak.
That's funny.
Would be funny. That's get you a little portable coffee pot to go in the back of the Tegra.
You know, not that I want to tell you your business or anything, but for anybody that's listening to Kayak Fishing Radio, I want to remind everybody that we're available on app now. You can download it for app, Apple products, Android market.
Coffee and cake sounds good. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I'm glad you're there paying attention to me because I skip over stuff. But, yeah, the apps are now available and pretty cool. We're still learning how to work them and figure it all out. But it's very cool. I was reading something here in the chat room, and I already lost it because it swung right by me. Donuts. Yay.
No.
Donut. Where the heck did that go? I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, like I said earlier, if anybody listening to us, either live now or podcast or on your app, whatever it is, you got something you want to share, let us know because there's a lot of things going on out there. It's kind of hard to keep up. We just try to keep up with what's regional and then what's big and out there that we know about. But before you know it, all those other major tournaments will be coming up, the Jack's tournament and all that. The wintertime seems to slow down, but it seems like it spins by, too. You don't get to get out in the water as much, but before you know it, it'll be warm weather. It was a little cold out there on the water.
Is it spring yet? Please.
Yeah,
and them cold temperatures, we're throwing a little bit of wind. It's just terrible.
Very cool.
Although,
Tommy
V singing almost makes you forget about everything.
Yeah, that's one good thing about the group we fish with. They're always in good spirits, even if it was a little chilly out there. Joe asked a question. That's what it was. Joe was looking for somebody who was fishing down in the Native tournament in March. Gator Dave, have you found a partner yet? Because I saw the one person we mentioned already partnered up. Yeah, Melita, whatever. Melita just put up 72 today. I hope it stays like that. Keep the warm weather, keep it down there in Florida, so it's nice when we come down. I fished last year. I don't remember, Chip, when the heck was that? You came down and we both fished with Chuck and the clone down in Mosquito Lagoon. It was like 60 degrees all week, 65, 70 maybe. The morning I got up to go down to Mosquito Lagoon, it was like 31 degrees on the thermometer on the car. It was cold. But man, I could be warm all week. But one day I got to go fishing, and Mr. Chris said it's 15 degrees up here today. Well, you can definitely keep that up there. Yeah, we don't need no 15 degrees. It was like 27 with the wind chill the other day, and I was done. Standing out in the parking lot with Tom looking at the Howe trailer. I was cold. But anyway, speaking of cold, also turns the fishing down here. It's definitely slowed down a lot as far as the inshore stuff with the trout. But we did luck into a couple reds yesterday, and they'll be around. Hopefully we don't get too much colder, though. I don't want to see the February of 3 years ago where we had that major kill of the whole East Coast, including Florida. Those places like Rudy cannot handle that. The Elizabeth River would do a little better if we got a big drop in temperatures. But any of those fish that are still hanging out in Rudy, we're probably going to stick it out now because going out in the ocean is not a good idea. So hopefully we won't get much colder. Had a nice spring and summer and fall of getting our red population back on track here in Virginia. I hate to lose it for a cold snap. But striper season, remember everybody who's fishing here now, the bay is closed. You are no longer allowed to possess striper inside the bay. And just for verification, because now I get it, a lot of people in the tackle shop always come in, well, what exactly is the bay? Basically, an imaginary straight line from Cape Henry to Fisherman's Island. I know that sounds kind of crazy when we have a 17-mile bridge and tunnel complex that runs across the bay. You think they would just make the bridge itself the demarcation line for the Chesapeake Bay and the ocean, but they don't, so remember, if you go out there and you keep any fish, you better be fishing in the ocean. Not so much of an issue with the kayak fishing because you're not going to put in at the ocean front and paddle all the way back around and come in at Windhaven. So you don't have to worry like people on boats do. But once you cross Cape Henry, if you are out there in a boat and you're coming back in, do not put your lines in the water because any fish you might have caught in the ocean, they're not going to believe you when they see you trolling inside of Cape Henry. So, and the size also goes up. They have to be over 28 inches, and you'll still allow two per person, but no more 18 to 28-inch fish. So everything is 28 and above and two per person in the ocean. But that doesn't stop you from going out and trying to catch a big striper in the bay. You just can't keep it. So now is the time, if the fish are here and they show up, and they will, and they should. The water temperature today was 45 degrees, so it's getting close to that no-chew temperature where they'll kind of slow down a little. But if it stays around there, and it'll spike up and down now, just little upwellings of water coming in and out. But the concrete ships, they're still catching fish up in the bay. Well, they were still catching them up in the bay earlier this week when I was working at the tech shop. So you can definitely go over to the concrete ships and try to target a big fish if you're trying to get a citation for paper and release just to get that grin picture with you holding a nice sized striper in the kayak. So you can still go fish. Is it button time?
Button.
Who's having trouble logging into the show?
I don't think it's necessarily that they're having trouble logging into the show, but they're not hearing anything.
Might not be a bad thing.
It's just Russell.
Hey, now.
Oh, God says chirping. I can't make the bird chirp. I don't have a button.
I can hear the bird. I can hear it on my headphones.
I was going to say, that's a live bird. I can't make him chirp.
Tommy head jig
hey,
wants to hear
it. Hey, how's the stripper music? Where is it?
Stripper music.
I know which one Melito wants to hear. Ready?
Everybody stay in your seat.
Is that Melina what you wanted to hear? Now you need to say something, Mark. Like, talk about tickle my tackle. Tickle!
I was just doing this is the official song for Tickle My Tackle. That's pretty sad that we have a kayak fishing radio show. We were talking about striper fishing and catching a big striper, and we get more response than everybody.
Hey, they like it. We try to make our listeners happy. If that's what they want to hear, we're going to play it.
I think somebody closed their eyes and did a little visualization there. Too, and she was hot. They came back. Oh, wow.
Any other requests?
Too funny. Too funny. Oh, striper. Yeah, I didn't say stripper. I said striper. Melita, we're talking about fishing now. When you get your own show, you can do your stripper edition with your Tickle Me Tackle go-go bar.
The customer is always, most of the time.
All right, Harley. And again, I feel so bad, as always, for the people who are just listening and not watching the chat room.
Yeah, don't. You're not missing anything. You really. I'm reading this disaster, and it's actually very quiet today.
Melita, one night, Chris and I will take a break, and we'll let you run the show. How about that? Special host, guest host, Melita, from Tickle My Tackle. Was it Tickle Me Tackle? Which was it? I don't remember. Tickle Me Tackle. All right, let's get back to the topics here. Fishing, that's what I think we're supposed to be talking about. So I think I covered everything about the striper season. If you have any questions and you're not sure, just throw the daggone fish back because it's not worth $250 to $500 for a striper. That's for sure. No fish worth that, really, I don't think.
No. Mm-hmm.
Unless it was like a world record and you can make enough money maybe to pay the fine, but not when they can also take your kayak, your fishing equipment, your truck, your trailer, everything if you're caught with it. So would not be cool. So just pay attention out there. Like I said, it's basically a no-brainer. If you're in the ocean, you're good. 28 inches or more. 3 miles and in. I don't think anybody here listening is going to paddle out past 3 miles looking for a striper, especially not this time of year, as rough and crappy as it can be out in the ocean. That's about it. Then back to the speckled trout, the other main game going on now, specks in the river. Plenty of those still, real slow now. I've had a lot of reports this past weekend, guys, were complaining how painfully slow it was to fish for them. You just kind of almost got to, like, think slow as you can and then go even slower. Slow sinking twitch baits, mirror lures, 52MRs, the Series 3 have been working a lot better, it seems, than anything else in the artificial plastics or anything else. And then still the live bait under a quart. That's getting tough, dude, is to keep a fine live bait. We're selling the heck out of freshwater shiners, but they don't last as long in the river as would a minnow or a mullet. If you got a cast net, every once in a while, a little school mullet comes through, you can definitely throw the cast net out there and get you some mullet. Don't take too many, though, because they're hard to keep going, too, so just get what you need for a few hours. Melita, I know there's specks everywhere. You're in Florida. You're rubbing it in tonight, aren't you? Rubbing it in. All right. Anyway, so Elizabeth River, speckled trout, striped bass, stay out in the ocean, get over there on the Kippa Peak, keep up with Kayak Kevin's site. He's been over there in his cabin hanging out, trying to get out when he can when the weather's right and the conditions are good. It seems like it hasn't been real favorable this past week or so for him. But he'll definitely keep up with his weekly reports. So I know we got some guys from North Carolina that we're asking about coming up to try to catch a big striper. I wouldn't jump in the car just yet, but keep your stuff ready. Won't be long. Got 30-plus-inch trout on Friday.
Are you reading the chat room?
I try not to because I get distracted and then I don't talk and
get
air.
I can hear those painful pauses up there.
Well, then it was getting a little bad for me because I'm looking at Melita talking about bigger trout, 75-degree water temperatures. Well, when the weather breaks, we should load up my kayak. Where are you going, Chip? You going to Florida? Must be nice. We're going soon enough. So what else we got going on? What else is happening out there in the fishing world? New stuff for 2013? Anybody heard of anything new good going on? I got involved in a little online chat the other night. Somebody was questioning and asking about... Somebody was asking about reel selection, and they were talking Shimano, Daiwa comparisons and all that. And if anybody who's ever gotten in the middle of a Facebook or forum chat on any topic, you know, it can get kind of out of hand after a while. And of course, everybody has their favorites, and you should have your favorite. You should have the gear you like to use and you want to support and keep up with, but at the same time, some people get a little overzealous in the comments that they make and things they say about their gear and why it's so much better than everybody else's, but it's not what I was trying to talk about. What I was trying to get on, though, is in the end, talking about the reels and what the topic was the other night, nowadays with manufacturers out there and working in the tackle shop and been in the industry for a while, I mean, there's the three bigs we always seem to see out there, Shimano, Dawa, and Abu Garcia and Quantum. There's, you know, other reels out there, so don't anybody run away and say, what about this reel, that reel? I'm not saying that there's not just those three reels are the only ones on the market out there, but there's, you know, those seem to be the big three nowadays. But everybody's making good stuff when you pay good money, and I use an expression in a tackle shop, it's easier to cry once, spend the money on good equipment, and then take care of it, and it'll last you. So it's not always a thing of, well, that's a Shimano, so it's got to be good, or it's a Daiwa. It doesn't matter what it is. If you don't take good care of it, you don't match it accordingly with your rod, your line, and everything, it really doesn't matter if you spend $450 on a spinning reel or if you spend $100 on a spinning reel if you don't take care of it. And that was kind of the point I was trying to make the other night in the conversation I got involved in, and I always tell myself not to get involved because some people, it doesn't matter if it's sunny, they're going to tell you it's cloudy. But put the money, put the time, do your homework, do your research. If you have something that you like to use and you're a fan of it, then you need to keep buying it and support those people and those companies and take care of it. But like I said, it kind of gets out of hand after a while when you start reading the chats and all of those little forum sites and stuff. But manufacturers nowadays are making great, great products out there. They listen to their customers. They listen to tackle shops. And they're putting the time in. But you got to take care of them. The Zepco 303, Salty Ham says, see? If you like them Zepcos, Dalton, go right ahead. Everybody's, 33 Classic. Everybody started with one of them. Wow.
Joe
caught catfish on a Barbie rod today. Well, that's very cool. That's who's that? It's not. Oh, Fishing Florida Radio. Who's that? Is that Mike?
That's Steve.
Who is that?
Steve.
That's Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, can't even use his real name now. He's coming in all ninja-like on us and stuff. Steve. Steve, what's going on? Troutman. Who's that in the room? We got Troutman. I'll give a shout out to everybody listening tonight. Very flattered and surprised to see this many of you tonight. I figure with the new year and a big head, everybody, but probably sitting around taking it easy. We got our new vice president of TK's in the house. Is Andy here today?
I don't think so. I didn't see him.
No, not Andy. Is Rob DeVore here?
Rob DeVore.
Chris Johnson. Dave Sanders. Don. Kevin. Hey, what's up? Steve, we already confirmed Fish in Florida Radio is now Steve, everyone. I gave up your covert operation. We got the president himself, Joe in the house. All you guests, and I know Chris has been putting it up all night, but if you want to get involved in chat or ask questions, put in your 2 cents or more words, you got to use your Facebook or Twitter account to log in, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio and start an account, and then you can join in. Or you can just sit back. Probably the safer at times is just to sit back and watch it all go by. Hammerhead, 15 degrees, freezing, Mr. Crisp. King Rat, NXA, welcome. Looks like a new listener. I don't know what we call Old Bill. He's out there in the cold Missouri area, I believe. R. Lee, Salty Ham, Tommy V, Tommy Head Jigs, and Yak Group Bean. Chip, so we got Trout Man listening on the app, I believe. So, Melita, how you doing? I know it's warm where you are. Anyway, I hope everybody has got their stuff together for the upcoming year. Chris said it earlier, our goal is to get out on the water more, hopefully do a little traveling. Ooh. We've already started that list.
We're already out
of traveling. What is wow. Oh, boy.
I am so
good at co-host with Jim one night, and I'm just going to burn those buttons up. What was that?
Something called beans.
Beans?
Uh-huh.
Chris is in Pensacola. Oh, man. All these Florida people wearing shorts and stuff. Mr. Rob DeVore, what are you and R. Lee working on? I see you guys going back and forth in there. There must be a new video coming up. You're going to call us. Well, tell me what's going on out there in your little video world. Put up a nice little boondoggle. You gotta find that one. Special find that. Alright, gotta play it again.
Kevin asked, no, no, cake button. What would cake sound like?
A cake button?
A cake button. It would be more like somebody eating, smacking their lips.
I was just gonna say, we can record Tommy V eating one of Deb's cakes. We'll just play that. Probably sound a lot like the music you just played.
Yeah.
Where's Rob DeVore's video from the boondoggle here? Oh, man, don't play that. I'm tired of hearing that.
Yeah, me
that
too.
Is over. Oh, 2013 doesn't have any of that, and it does for sure. Hey, I was just thumbing through the old Facebook here. All right, we got a question. What is knuckleheads in whitewater boats in 12-degree weather floating down the Grand Canyon? Woody Calloway and all the guys over there. I was just coming through Facebook and maybe think of that, and then you were playing the Jeopardy scene, so I just want to give a shout to my buddy Woody. I know he's not listening because they're in the middle of the Grand Canyon where I'm sure they have no Wi-Fi at all. But they're just crazier than what it had, snow and cold. They're just floating down the Grand Canyon in like 15-degree weather too. So, Tom V, hey, Mark, what size plastics will we need at the boondoggle? There you go, asking me, the guy who's not been there. They use a lot of the same Bass Assassin sizes that we use up here, 3- and 4-inch plastics. I don't know about curly tails, a lot of paddle tails. I know I've seen Chuck putting up a lot of fish lately, and they've been doing good with the Slayer plastics, so that would give me the same belief that using the Bass Assassin style like we're all used to up here and the Miro soft plastics that we've been using would work fine down there. I do know that they did talk a lot about cut bait being a big thing for the bigger fish. Sitting on some cut bait like they do up here on a fish finder rig. But we all know the opinion on that. I'm not going to drive all the way to Florida, hurry up and wait on some dead bait to be bitten. redfish and trout fly patterns. I have no clue what they're using down there. I would think shrimp and mullet type pattern flies would work really good because that's kind of the food source in the area down there. So I don't know. Squid, Tom. Yeah, squid. No, mullet. I mean, I would say if you're going to use some kind of bait or anything, the mullet, live bait, mullet, probably definitely
crab
get away.
Pattern, Steve just
one.
Said.
Yeah. There you go. There's somebody in Florida, so Steve got it right. I wouldn't know.
Remember, people, we're in Virginia Beach, not from Florida.
Well, he's asking. So I just got rid of my crabs. Wow. Slayers. Yeah, so the slayers, any particular crab pattern on the fly there? Any crab pattern working? Is there a standout one? I wouldn't mind bringing. I think we might have to bring a couple whipping sticks down. That gin clear water. Size jig head, same as here too. No more probably in 3/8, quarter. I wouldn't even think quarter. It's anything like the water I fished in down there. And Chip, you know, because you went in Thanksgiving. Maybe you can chime in because I didn't fish that area, but most of the day, I don't think I saw anything deeper than 3.5 foot of water where we fished. And I literally had black drums swimming. They swam right into the kayak. It's not like somebody threw a bunch of rocks at me while I was paddling by. But, so skinny water, I mean, that's where we fished all day. I'm sure it's probably a little bit of drop-off in ledges where some of the bigger ones hold. But I don't know how deep that gets in there. I don't know that much about the no-motor zone, but I will get all the information I can for you guys and get your questions answered. I definitely, like I said, where I fished that day, he says the chart shows the channel, but most is 6 to 7 foot. But there's no tide. It's going to be 6 to 7 foot all day, so they don't have tide changes like we do here. So bottom, like the bottom.
What's the bottom so, like? I think
yeah, I don't know. I don't. I say again, I feel bad now because I can't answer all that. It's pretty hard bottom where we fished. I'm sure it's pretty much the same way. You are not
Dan.
On the fly rod.
Well, then you just need to listen to the Florida show host and be able to ask him all of those questions since he's the host for the Boondoggle down there.
Well, we can ask him and get back to our listeners.
Yeah, maybe we can ask him to be a guest on our show.
Yeah, no problem. The bottom is hard to stand. There you go. So. Shoals on the center. Where's the sign-up for the Boondog?
Really?
That's
okay.
Sign-up page. There's a sign-up page on the Facebook.
I'll go look right now. I'll put it in the chat room.
Don't get mad. Who's getting mad?
Who's getting mad?
You.
Nah, they haven't seen me mad.
Probably on fish in the lower zone or whale's tail for big fish at that time. Tom's going to order some more. Yeah, bring it all. Bring it up for everybody, Tom. I'm sure that we can definitely hit a local tackle shop once we get down there. It's usually a good word to find out. Ask the locals. Is Don going to come down now? It's going to be a good time. Boondoggle. Am I echoing?
No. When you say it like that, you do, but I don't think you are. But I'll hit the button again.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Lady fish. A lot of fun. Ladyfish, poor man.
Yeah, we went down to fish a ladyfish tournament. Did we catch one?
No.
Your wife ended up with a fishing injury. Remember that?
Yeah. Elvis Echo. I am echoing. See, I thought I was.
Yo, I'll push another button. Maybe it'll go away.
Boondoggle, boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right. Last image of the night. Redfish Chuck streaking. Very good. All right. Well, I don't have much more to talk about tonight.
You know, it's kind of funny. What we should do, we should have some sort of contest at one point or another, and then the winner gets to come and do the show with us live at our house. Who's interested in that? That'd be kind of cool. Who's interested in that? Who's interested in entering some sort of contest where the winner would get to come to our house and do the show with us live?
See them all chiming in.
Nobody's saying anything, so they must not be too interested.
I see Don was talking about getting a tan. Don, you're already tan, dude. How much tanner do you want to get?
Wow.
Melita sent you dinner. We're not paying airfare or nothing now.
Yeah, airfare,
you're
not included.
You're welcome to come. A million miles away. Yeah, see, airfare.
No, come on. We're working slob. Jeez.
Don says everyone else is lighter than him. He's going to get it. They're going to get tan.
Really?
Yeah, everybody, let's all come on up. Come up when the weather's nicer so we can go fishing, too. Cake. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do any mini rod tournament. Arlie asked if there's going to be a mini rod.
I haven't heard anything. He didn't put up anything. Chip, maybe you can answer that. Is there going to be a mini rod tournament?
We have plenty of yaks here for you, Melita.
Yeah, we have plenty of yaks in the yard. If you come up, Melita, we'll hook you up.
Get wicked pissed on the show. We tried that one night. Joe wasn't very talkative on the phone.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
We'll have to get a few drinks in him or something.
I don't know. Anyway. Does Joe drink? Oh, yeah, he drinks that funny beer. What was that beer that he drinks?
Miller. Not a yak, Mark. Said he's going to put me in a native and flip me in it. Yeah, I ain't going to flip me in a native. Unless you want to be flipped, we can do that. You got to learn sometime how to get back over. You can do the barbie rod thing with Melita and them. Not exclusive. All right, everybody.
Wow. Look, I'm not going to say the brand of beer you drink, Joe.
Get the TKA officers on the show. There you go. Somebody wants TKA officers on the show. We're going to get TKA officers on the show. We're going to get a rundown of what to expect for 2013.
Who else?
So, Joe, you and Andy, get your stuff together, and you get your. We'll get you a night on the show, but you don't have to come to the house. You can just call in.
You should ask who else do they want to hear from. Who would they like to hear us get on the show?
Which, I said that the last time we were on. Anybody have any... said I wasn't going to try to get any Hollywood celebrities on here, but we can definitely. I'm working on now with the executive director of CCA is going to be on the show. I've been talking with him over the Christmas break. I got him coming on. So that would be pretty cool. Get filled in on what CCA is doing for all of us.
Yeah, I don't think
great
CA is going to happen.
So that would be pretty fun. CA? I don't know.
We can
never
ask. We had definitely. Yeah, we had
Steve will help us out. Yeah, actually, Steve already said I bet it could help. I'm sure between Steve and some of the Daiwa connections and all, we can see if we can do CA. But if we do that, everybody better show up in full force and have some good questions for the man. He's a wealth of information.
Girl.
I spent 6 hours with him at in his flat class seminars, and I don't think the guy even touched half of what he a tenth of probably what he knows. He's a very, very good guy. So, all right, we'll work on that. GA, yep. He was filmed with Roger Bump. I saw that, Lolita. She's got, yeah, Chris got an autographed picture of CA. But anyway. Oh, yeah, Chris forgot. Cool. All right, yeah, but you guys get that together. Does somebody like to hear from something that goes on? We did that last year, and we got Juan on here and a couple other people that you guys asked to hear from, and they were good shows and very informative. So anybody out there in the fishing industry, it doesn't have to be a kayak angler. It can be anything from manufacturers.
Fishing.
Fishing celebs. We'll give it a try. What's the worst they're going to tell us? No? So I've never heard no before, so. I got to learn what it sounds like. Chad Hoover. I do Chad. We got to block for a couple extra hours. We get Chad on here. Chad will fill it up. We had a good time with Chad, though. We had him on this show.
We had a good time with him.
You know what? And I'm glad they mentioned that, because I had that written down here about the Kayak Bass Fishing Open. You know, we have a lot of freshwater anglers. That's also in March. So you guys go check that out, March 14th through the 17th in Cross, South Carolina. So.
Melita, that's funny. I'd like to hear someone who will get red card in the first 3 minutes just to keep Chris on her toes. Yeah, but the problem is once they're live on the radio, we'd have to go back and edit the show after. There's very little we can do when they're talking. I can't stop them. Weird.
Cool. All right, well, we're going to let these people get going on their first day of the new year.
Wow. Tom just got muted. Just for the record, Tom, that was not me. You did that by yourself for scrolling. You muted yourself. There's an automatic safety feature in the chat room. If you scroll consecutive times, you automatically get muted. I did not do it.
What was he saying? I wasn't even reading.
I think he was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so.
No, I'm not lying. Why would I lie? Wow. Unbelievable. Let me push a button.
Scrolling is bad. Got his own scroll card. So where did he go now? Did he just disappear? He can listen, but he can't.
Right.
Type what happened.
I think it eventually.
Yeah, everybody's laughing. Tom got kicked out.
I think eventually it'll stop. I can't undo it. I tried. Chip helped me out. I can't undo the mute. No. Scrolling is like trolling for prostitutes. Bad, Tom.
Wow. But you scroll a long time, is it? That's pretty funny, Melise. Tickle me, tackle. That was good.
I can't help him, seriously.
There you go. Chris just put up the annual Georgia Coastal Kayak Fishing Association Spring Tournament scheduled for April 13th. I'm going to write that down here in my notes, and we'll keep bringing that up. Chris, thank you. Anytime, like I said, you guys let us know what's going on. 2013. Where is that being held?
Pensacola.
In Pensacola. Cool. All right. We got that down. I got that in my notes. So that's a beautiful area over there. I fished the Forgotten Coast Tournament a couple of years for Jeff Suber and the gang over there. It's a nice part of the country right there. Not too many snowbirds. It's still got some pine trees and country. Very cool. Well, that's what I'm talking about. If you guys got something you want to share that goes for all of you, anything in your area, mostly fishing related. You don't need to put up when you're having a yard sale or anything.
Unless it's a fishing related yard sale, then we want to hear about it too.
Which that's coming up too, the big Great Bridge one. That's a pretty good event. I'll have to put that up. They have the signs at the tackle shop. Anybody locally? They got so big last year they had to turn vendors away and people maxed out the facility they had it in. So, anyway, all right. I said it once. I'll say it again. Let's get these people. Hey, Mark, what's the charge? The school. Somebody, Arlie, only you, brother. Harley would like to know, what do they charge a school line at OE2? Well, the first thing I can tell you is don't bring your own line in that you bought, because they don't like that too much. Now, we get a 3 to 4 cents a yard on mono, then grade starts at 10 cents a yard, up to 50 pounds, then it goes up from there. So bring it by, they'll hook you up. All right. There we go. What is that? Tommy Head Jays. First annual Tony Schultz Ice Fishing Tournament, February 9th. All donations and proceeds go to American Liver Foundation. All right, Tommy, where is that at? Let me know so I can pull everybody. People in the chat room can see, but people listening on the app or downloaded. The latest holding auditions at the Boondoggle. What are we auditioning? What are you auditioning for? Oh, for her Tickle Me Tackle stripper pole contest or whatever.
No.
Upstate New York. That narrows it down. Yeah, everybody wants to know what the auditions are for.
Yeah, I bet.
Can
that
Joe
would be
audition?
Funny. Joe wants to audition. He doesn't even know what it's for. GMT, yeah. Is it going to be an all-male calendar, Melita?
I'd kill it on the poll. All right, here we go, where the usual part of the show goes on the direction, and as the users start to drop. This is the reason. Oh, I got you, Tommy. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're going to that event. Seems like it's a good cause. So we'll miss you at the Boondoggle, but seems like you're doing good things. Tony Schultz was my mom. Very cool, man. Well, we'll spread the word. Why don't you shoot me an email with all the details, and we'll get it out there. Mr. Craig Crisp, he's up that way, but he's coming to the Boondoggle. But we'll get it spread out there. Ice fishing doesn't sound like a thing I'd be interested in, but good cause is something we're all
interested
in.
Yesterday was close enough to ice fishing as I'd like to get. Look, Tommy D got unmuted. He can talk again.
Still counts. We missed you, Tom. Don't get yourself kicked out. I don't know. I've been kicked out of good places, too. Yay, Tommy V is back.
Wow.
Cool.
All right, wrap it up, hon.
All right, yeah. Thank you, everybody. We said it earlier when we last show we did, but we really appreciate you guys. You guys are what makes this the fun that it is, as you can just see in this chat room that we had tonight, right down to people getting their own self kicked out of it. So that's definitely good times right there, so.
Yeah, didn't have to do a thing for that one. It was pretty good.
I do thank everybody here. Thank you, Chip, for giving us the chance. We just crushed our first year here, so we're really proud and happy about that. Had a great time with it. Thank all of our little local and big guys out there, Native Watercraft, Daiwa, all of our sponsors. If you're not friends with us on Facebook, go check out First Landing Kayak Fishing Services on Facebook. Give us a like. Love to see what's going on. Follow us there, and y'all be safe. I know it's winter time for most of us, so slow down. So get your stuff together, so when that weather cracks, you can get on the water or get your stuff together for the road trip we're about to take to invade Florida, Virginia. So y'all take it easy. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. Landing crew Mark Wheeler, Thursday night. You'll see the man himself, Chip Gibson, who's saying goodbye now, and Happy New Year to everybody. Check out Chip on Thursday and bring it back around next Monday with Redfish Chuck. All right, you guys, take care of yourselves. We'll see you next week.
Remember, people, safety, 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 particularly this time of year. It's cold out there. Please dress accordingly. We once again saw somebody at the ramp yesterday in jeans, hoodie,
yeah.
And I don't think
PFD.
It was appropriately dressed, and no PFD. Please keep the safety in mind and take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Tight lines,
Melita everybody. Melita wants her song before you hit our outro.
What does she want it?
She wants her TMT song again.
Her special request, Melita. This one is for you.
I'm going to figure out how to get a stripper pole at the Boondoggle.
Who's going to be stripping? Are you going to be stripping?
I didn't say nothing about stripping. I want to see these tryouts, especially Joe. I want to see Joe sliding up and down and grease that pole.
You're a Candy Man.
Bring some Crisco. Oh, yeah.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.